nature of the world. The world is ever in a flux of change. The year passes through spring, summer, autumn, winter, the day through morning, noon, evening, night, energy through mechanical, electrical, sonic, magnetic. The physical body changes through childhood, youth, adulthood, old age. So do the mind and intellect change. Nothing in the world remains static. Change or perish seems to be the law of nature. How can this ever-changing world cater to individual demands? Yet you expect in vain for the world to fit into your mental pattern, and your desires remain unfulfilled. Your mind becomes agitated. You blame the world for your discontentment. You must understand the world is an admixture of pleasure and pain. Observe the play of pleasure and pain to become introvert. Use these contrasting experiences to delve deep into your inner personality. Search within and discover the seat of true peace and happiness. The world is sometimes cruel, only to be kind. Realize that. Do not abuse the plan of nature. Do not fall a prey to cynicism or pessimism in life. Instead, look at the world constructively. Does not a sportsman improve his game with strong opposition? Does not trade flourish with stiff competition? Does not a government stabilize with healthy coalition? Thus, make good use of the apparent antagonism of nature to rise to greater heights of perfection. A great evolutionist, Dr. David Starr Jordan, says, "In our discussion of social evolution, we must remember that the very perfection of society must always appear as imperfection, for a highly developed society is dynamic. A static society is in a condition of arrested development. The most highly developed organism shows the greatest imperfections. Imperfection is inherent in nature. Resist not evil, are the blessed word of Jesus Christ. Do not merely complain of evil. Instead, try to overcome it if you can. If you succeed, other imperfections will rise to the surface. Again, overpower them. It is the way to deal with the world, to keep on striving and correcting until you reach the state of absolute perfection within yourself. Environmental conditions and situations keep changing all the time. As long as the world exists, you will have to struggle with them. Meet this problem of life by adaptation and readaptation to the recurring changes. Life evolves on the principles of heredity and adaptation. The law of heredity reigns supreme in animals. Animals owe practically all their organs and powers to the principle of heredity. They inherit virtually all of them from their species at birth itself. A human also is governed by the principle of heredity. But the predominance of the principle of adaptation or education distinguishes the human being from the animal. At the infant stage, a baby is as innocent and ignorant as a pup, perhaps more, but there is a striking difference in the later stages of their lives. The pup inherits at birth almost all it requires for its complete growth, whereas the child can, through proper adaptation and education, acquire phenomenal powers, even gain suzerainty over the world. The evolutionists aver that the world is not, on the whole, a hard place to live in, if one has the knack of making proper concessions. Hosts of living creatures, even plants, have acquired this knack. They and their descendants are able to hold their own in the pressure of what is called struggle for existence. The ultimate solution, however, lies in recognizing the changeless reality in the changing phenomena. The one who realizes that establishes harmony with the world. When you do not find peace and harmony, you attribute the cause of your discontent to the world. You believe the world needs correction. From time immemorial, human efforts have been directed to setting right the world, but so far these efforts have met with little success. You do not realize that the solution lies in improving not the world but yourself. You can find peace and harmony just by purifying your inner personality. When you purify your mind, you find the world purified. This is a law. The world is but a reflection of your mind. If your mind is good, the world is good. If your mind is bad, the world is bad. Therefore, change the pattern of thought and feeling in your mind, the entire world changes.